Welcome to Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson, where the Word of God is spoken in truth without reservation, and His wisdom is imparted to the listeners. Today's message is entitled, Have Faith in God's Promises. Scriptures are taken from Genesis chapter 17 and Luke chapter 1.
And the Bible said, and Abram was 90 years old and nine. In other words, he was 99 years old. The Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Notice who God revealed himself to be. The Almighty God. And what is this here is El Shaddai. And what it is meaning that he was powerful. And nothing was impossible for him. He was letting Abraham know, glory to God, hallelujah, I have promised you that I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I got the power to do it. Yeah. Y'all come on, glory to God, hallelujah. And this is what we as the people of God got to know, because something has happened to the people of God. Folks don't believe God no more.
Glory.
Read on what he said.
What?
Walk before me and be thy perfect.
Yeah.
So in other words, what he was saying to them, glory to God, hallelujah, walk thou before me, obey me.
Yeah.
Be obedient.
Yes, Lord.
See, everybody, glory to God, we want the blessings of God, but glory to God, hallelujah, we want to do what we want to do and think that we're going to get the blessing of God. That just like, glory to God, we're living in a time and hour that the preachers got everybody believing that when they die, they're going to heaven.
Come on.
Everybody that dying ain't going to heaven, glory to God. The Bible cannot lie, glory to God. And we say it here all the time. The way a tree falls, that's the way the tree lies. Somebody ought to shout glory. And you better know, glory to God, without a shadow of a doubt, glory to God, hallelujah, you're going to have faith in God.
Yeah.
What he said.
And I will make my covenant between
you. Listen what he told him, glory to God. He said, you got to walk before me and be thy perfect.
Yeah.
And I'll make my covenant with thee.
Yeah.
Glory to God, hallelujah. He told him what he wanted him to do before he made his covenant. Let me tell you one thing. We're living in a time and an hour, glory to God. The people want the blessing, but they don't want the covenant. They don't want the instruction of what they got to do in order to get the blessing. Glory to God, you got the sinners now because of the way what folks done preach, glory to God. And you ask them how they doing, I'm blessed.
Come on.
How you blessing if you fall dead, you going to hell?
Glory.
I told somebody just the other day, I said Abraham had two boys. He had Ishmael and he had Isaac. One was a son of the flesh and the other was a son of the promise. And the Bible declares that Ishmael mocked Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the time that we're living in. Glory to God, hallelujah. There's a bunch of flesh people out here. Glory to God, hallelujah. They ain't stopped doing nothing. They don't care how they live. Somebody go to shout glory. But let them tell it, glory to God, they know God. Just because you done moved some drums in your church, just because you got an organist in your church, just because you got somebody picking a guitar, don't mean you know God. It don't mean that you're a son of this promise. Amen. Can I preach that day?
Preach it.
Listen to what he said.
I'll make my covenant between me and thee.
I will multiply thee exceedingly.
Yes.
And the Bible said Abram fell on his face. Now we're going to have to see here that Abram, his name meant exalted father. That's one thing I got a problem with, folks. When you really believe in God and when you trust in God, you don't stay in the same place.
Glory.
And just like a child that go to school, glory to God, and they spend 9 months in class, glory to God, and if they've been faithful in their work and doing what they're supposed to do, they get promoted. But don't you know if the school knows how to promote you, what make you think God don't know how to promote
glory.
You? And let me tell you one thing, he started off as exalted father, but God shipped him and moved him to another realm and another place in him. That's why it's so important, God, I feel you in here. That's why it's so important, like never before, we got to believe God. And not only believe God, but you got to obey God. And one thing I found out, when you believe God, you're going to obey God. Somebody ought to shout glory. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. And what did he say?
And God talked with him, saying,
this is what the Bible said, and God talked with him, saying,
As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee.
He said, as for me, my covenant is with thee.
And thou shalt be a father of many nations.
Listen what he said, you shall be a father of many nations. This thing had not yet happened. He said, but you're going to be. Look at somebody and tell them, glory to God, princess. Now, if you ain't no, you're a man, you come on, you're a prince. Look at him and say, princess, you shall be what God said you shall be. See, this is what I want the church to know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to have faith in God. And you got to believe that who God said you is, that's who you is. Somebody ought to shout glory. Now, if you ain't living nothing and you jacked up from the floor up, baby, you just what the devil said you is. Oh, somebody ought to shout glory. Because you got to live right. You got to do right. It's a new thing out here now, glory to God, hallelujah. They're raising up these children and won't tell them the truth. Somebody ought to shout glory. What he said.
Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram.
Listen here now, he done told him, glory to God, hallelujah. Listen here, glory to God. You is fixing, I'm finna change your name.
Yeah.
Your name ain't gonna no longer be called Abram.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be, glory to God, hallelujah, exalted father.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, my God, hallelujah, give you an increase. I'm finna shift you. I'm finna take you to another place. Somebody ought to shout glory by your name change. Your name change ain't gonna no longer be Abram, but it's gonna be Abraham. Somebody ought to shout glory. And every time somebody met Abraham and they said, hi, Abraham, they were saying, father of many nations. And every time they spoke his name, they spoke it into existence, what God had promised him. Somebody ought to shout glory, hallelujah. I come to tell you, glory to God. Look at somebody and tell them it's time to use your mouth. What God done promised you, and stop sitting back, glory to God, and said he prophesied this over me, but it ain't come to pass. What you been doing with it? Somebody ought to shout glory. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. It's time for us to have faith in God. It's time for you to believe what the word say and work the word. Somebody ought to shout glory. Every time they saw Abraham, and hey, Abraham, they were saying, hey, father of many nations.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. It had not come to pass. It had not come to pass. Yes, which means, glory to God, hallelujah, you got to work that word. You got to open up your mouth and work that word. Somebody ought to shout glory. And this is what people don't want to do. One night I was laying in the bed and I was meditating. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, say what you have and have what you say. I jumped up out of the bed and went in the other room. I said, what you say? He said, say what you have and have what you say. That's just how powerful this thing is. Glory to God, hallelujah. When you're operating in the spirit realm, honey, you can say what you have and just have what you say. Because the Bible declares it. He said, life and death is in the power of your tongue. Folks looking for somebody now, glory to God, they can pull on and leech on. You better take this word and work this word. Because I'm not going to let nobody just keep pulling off of me. And you never got an impartation to put into me. Let me tell you something. If you go to the bank, glory to God, and you keep drawing out and they never put nothing in, after a while, what you going to get?
A negative balance.
You going to get a negative balance. Ain't no demon pulling on me like that. Did you hear what I said? You better know, glory to God, hallelujah. You better open up your Bible and you better open up your mouth and you better declare, glory to God, hallelujah, I am more than a conqueror. No weapon formed against me gonna prosper. Somebody ought to shout glory. That's how I defeated the devil. That's how you got to defeat him.
Hallelujah.
So he told Abraham, said, listen, I'm giving you a name change.
Yeah.
What did he say?
That name shall be Abraham.
That name shall be Abraham.
For a father of many nations.
For a father of many nations.
Have I made thee?
Yeah. I done made you a father of many nations.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get some help by changing your name.
Yeah.
Because everybody that see you, glory to God, hallelujah, when they call you Abraham, they're going to bring into existence what I have already spoken to you. God, I feel you in here. Somebody ought to shout glory. Look at somebody, tell them glory to God, hallelujah, what God said is true. Tell them, look at them and tell them glory to God, what God has said, it will be fulfilled. And the Lord began to deal with me last night, and he took me, glory to God, hallelujah, to the book of Luke's, come on somebody, Luke 1:39. The Lord began to let me know there are promises that God has promised the people of God. They are getting ready to be fulfilled. Y'all ain't got to believe this. But God finna fulfill his promise. That's how come, glory to God, hallelujah, I thank God I have not given up on the promise. God told me, glory to God, hallelujah, he was going to send revival and start revival here. I believe, God. Or somebody ought to shout glory. God finna fulfill his promise. Look at somebody and tell them, glory to God, everything that God has promised me, it's about to come to pass. Look at them and tell them, glory to God, hallelujah, there's about to be a fulfillment of what God done promised me. I dare you to look at somebody and tell them that is about to be a fulfillment of the thing that God has promised me. Y'all don't believe nothing.
Oh God.
What he said?
And Mary arose in those days.
This is what the Bible said. And Mary arose in those days. Now I found out something. I've been just beginning to pray and just was reading my Bible and seeking. And I found out something. Glory to God. Every time God made a special announcement for a special birth of a child. Listen here, glory to God, hallelujah. I want you to know, glory to God, when he began to tell Abraham that they were going to have a child, the Bible said their response was, she laughed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Then I found out something, glory to God, hallelujah, because these women was barren.
Yeah.
And I found out something, glory to God, Samson daddy, who was named Manona. When he found out, glory to God, hallelujah, his wife was barren, and glory to God, and God then sent an angel to let them know, glory to God, she was going to conceive. The Bible said he panicked. Somebody ought to shout glory here. Can I say it again? I said glory to God. He panicked. And when we look at Zechariah, glory to God, hallelujah, before John was born, he doubted.
Glory.
Look at somebody and ask him, how you going to respond? Look at him and ask him, how are you going to respond to what God is about to do for you? Oh God, I feel this thing. I wish I had some folk that pull on me. Oh, somebody ought to shout glory. Look at him and ask him, how are you going to respond to the thing that God is about to do for you? Oh, somebody ought to shout glory, because I come to tell you this morning, God is about to do some things for his people. I know the devil said it couldn't be done. I know it looked like it's impossible, but I come to tell you this morning, God is about to do something for the people of God. Listen here.
Jesus.
Now found out, glory to God, hallelujah. But when it came down to Mary time, and the angel went to Mary, Mary believed.
Glory.
Mary believed. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, somebody ought to look at somebody and tell them, glory to God, I believe what God done promised me is about to be fulfilled. No, that's enough right there to shout for. I said, look at somebody and tell them, I believe the thing that God done promised me is about to be fulfilled. Or somebody ought to shout glory. I'm telling y'all, glory to God, God is about to shift us. I'm telling y'all, God is about to do something great under this tent. But God said, all I'm looking for, God help me, all I'm looking for is somebody to believe me. All I'm looking for is somebody to say yes, Lord. All I'm looking for is somebody to get in agreement with what I'm saying. Jesus said,
and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country.
This is what the Bible says. She rose. She went into hill country.
With haste.
She went to her cousin.
Yeah.
With haste running.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't talking about, glory to God, how this going to be. She wasn't talking about, listen, glory to God, hallelujah. Who gonna be the daddy? None of that kind of stuff, y'all. Come on. I know she said, glory to God, she asked him the question one time, said, listen here, glory to God, how can this thing be, seeing that I don't know a man? Y'all better come on here. Glory to God, hallelujah. But the Bible said, after all of that, glory to God, she got an agreement with it. And she believed, she submitted to it. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm going to submit to what God want to do through me. I dare y'all to look at somebody and tell them, I'm going to submit. I'm going to submit to what God want to do through me. Because I know I got purpose on my life. Look at somebody and tell them, I got purpose on my life. I just wasn't called to Miracle Temple for nothing. I just wasn't called to sit under this tent for nothing. I came here because I had purpose on my life.
So what he says to say,
she went into a hill country with haste into a city of Judah.
Uh-huh.
And entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth.
Listen to what the Bible said. Now these cousins, she went in there and saluted Elizabeth. What the Bible said.
And it came to pass when
Elizabeth heard
the salutation of Mary.
The salutation, the greeting that came from Mary.
The baby leaped in
the
her womb.
The baby John that was in her womb leaped. When was the last time y'all baby leaped? When was the last time your baby leaped? Because it heard the message. When was the last time your baby leaped? Glory to God, hallelujah. Because of the salutation. When was the last time your baby leaped? Because of the greeting. Oh God, I feel you up in here. When Mary greeted that woman, the Bible declared her baby leaped.
What he said.
And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost.
And listen here. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now watch this. Come on. What he said.
And she spake out with a loud voice and
she
said.
She spake out with a loud voice and said.
Blessed are thou among women.
Blessed are you among women. She's talking to Mary.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
And what is this to me?
What you did to me, this is an honor that you come visit me.
Yeah, that the my Lord should come to me.
Uh-huh.
For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy.
The baby leaped in my womb.
For joy.
For joy.
Yeah.
You better know, glory to God, hallelujah. You better know, go back up and read it again. She said, blessed is the womb.
Blessed are thou among women,
uh-huh.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Uh-huh.
And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come
the
to me?
The mother of my Lord. How y'all think she know that? The Holy Ghost revealed it to her. I said the Holy Ghost revealed it to her. When was the last time the Holy Ghost revealed anything to you? I just don't want to be coming to church, glory to God. But I want the Holy Ghost to reveal some stuff to me. Somebody ought to shout glory. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't want to be religious, but I want the Holy Ghost to reveal some stuff to me.
What is that?
That the mother of thy Lord should come to me.
That mother of thy Lord shall come to me.
For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears.
The baby leap. Leap for joy. Now I'm going to show y'all some glory to God. Hallelujah. Elizabeth could have been jealous of Mary.
Come on.
Because just think about it, glory to God. I'm pregnant too. I was barren. I got a son. But your son going to be greater than mine. But let me tell you one thing, a cure for jealousy is, glory to God, to rejoice with the person that God done choose to bless. God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. See, that's what's wrong with the church here. The church, glory to God, hallelujah, is letting the devil trick them. But the Bible declares, God, I feel you in here. The Bible says she rejoiced. It's time for you to rejoice with your neighbor. It's time for you to rejoice with your sister. Rejoice with your brother. Despite of what God doing for him, rejoice. And say, my time next. Look at Adam, tell him, my time next.
My time next.
Read what he said. What he said.
And blessed is she that believed.
Blessed is she that believed.
Yeah.
Come on.
For there shall be a performance of those.
For there shall be a fulfillment
of those things.
God, help me up in here. My God, I wish I had some help up in here. That right there ought to open somebody's eyes up. He said that she's that believe, for there shall be.
You got somebody tell me it shall be. It shall be. It shall be.
Tell them it shall be. And look at them and tell them, because I believe. I believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible cannot lie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said that Elizabeth began to say, because you believe the thing that God has promised you, it shall be. Or somebody ought to shout glory. That shall be a fulfillment of it. Oh God, I feel you up in here. Look at somebody and tell them there shall be a fulfillment of that thing. What God has promised you, all you got to do is get in agreement with the promise. Oh, somebody ought to shout glory. I said, get in agreement with the promise. I believe God. I get in agreement with the promise. She believed it, God. That's why I told the Lord. I said, Lord, I said, what's wrong? You tell people, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you're healed. If you believe God and you believe that word, and you start to practice it. Because when you believe something, that's going to be a manifestation of what you believe.
Come on. There you go.
So, here it is, glory to God. I said, God, if I tell you that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you heal. And you catch it. And you go around saying, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. You done got an agreement with that. And because you done got in agreement with that thing, and you keep on speaking it, y'all better come on, glory to God. It took Abraham 25 years to wait on the promised seed. So let me tell you something, faith ain't how long. That's what God told me. He said, faith ain't how long. Because what faith said, I don't care how long it take, I'm believing you. I believe your word. I believe what you said. Glory to God. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. So listen here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you get in agreement with that thing, glory to God, you don't go around the day saying it, something different. I'm hurting. I'm dead. You're going by what you're feeling now. You're going by what you're seeing now. We can't go by what we feel. We can't go by what we see. We got to keep on saying the Baha. We got to keep on speaking the word. We got to keep on talking like kingdom people. We got to keep on saying that thing until that thing come up out of the supernatural into the natural realm. God, I feel you up in here. Look at somebody and tell them, baby, this stuff is spiritual.
This stuff is spiritual. Hallelujah.
The angel done been to Mary. And I made her a promise.
Yes.
What he said?
Blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance.
For there shall be a fulfillment.
Of those things which were told her.
From the Lord. When your preacher now, y'all got to know that this was a messenger that had come to her, which was an angel.
Yeah.
And if you look at it in the book of Revelation, all of those churches, God called the church, the preacher there, the messenger.
That's right.
So when your preacher come to you with a word that doesn't come from the Lord, if you believe that thing, if you believe that thing and you stand on that thing, somebody go to shout glory. When you stand on it, glory to God, hallelujah. Just like I just told y'all a few minutes ago, I'm a prince. If you a princess, y'all better come on here. You better know that was Sarah's name and she was a princess. So when you say something, glory to God, you are speaking that thing in existence because you believe that thing. God can't work for you until you have faith and you believe in it. Lord, I wish I could help these folks today. So what he said?
And Mary said, my soul do magnify the Lord.
She said, my soul do magnify the Lord. Listen, your glory to God, she believed, glory to God. And Elizabeth began to speak to her. And Elizabeth said, glory to God, because you believe, that's going to be a performance. That's going to be a fulfillment. You ain't going to tell me you believe in the Lord and there ain't no fulfillment. Or somebody ought to shout glory. When you believe in the Lord, that's going to be a fulfillment. Somebody ought to shout glory. That's what I was telling y'all this morning. You just ain't going to sit here in the same old dead place. God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because I believe God. And God ain't got no respect of a person. If he shifted Abraham, he'll shift you. Look at somebody and tell him, God, it's time for to shift me.
From today's message, we learned that in order to receive the promises of God, we must obey his word and remain in covenant with him. If we do these things, we are sure to receive the promises of God. All we have to do is keep the faith and believe in God's word. Join us next time for another episode of Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson. Thanks so much for listening.